Quirky news. Unusual news stories from around the world.
Wrong way. Have you ever used a GPS navigation system? They're perfect for people with poor map reading skills. But, as Belgian woman Sabine Moreau recently discovered, sat-nav systems aren't always foolproof. The 67-year-old had promised to pick a friend up from a train station, which is 61 kilometres from her home. So, she put the train station's address into her car's GPS and set off. Unfortunately, Sabine's TomTom was faulty and it sent her in the wrong direction. In total, she drove more than 1,500 kilometres through five different countries before she realised that something was wrong. I saw all kinds of traffic signs, first in French, then in German, and when I felt tired, I stopped and slept for a few hours in the car, Sabine said. She motored through Belgium, France, Germany, and Austria before finally stopping in Zagreb, Croatia. Police were just about to launch a manhunt when Sabine called her son from the Croatian capital to say that she was all right.
Fun fact. GPS stands for Global Positioning System. The satellite navigation system was launched in 1994 by the U.S. military. Cover up. Michelangelo's David is one of the most famous statues in the world. The 5-meter-tall sculpture is considered a masterpiece of Renaissance art. But not everyone appreciates its beauty. In fact, the residents of the small Japanese town of Okuizumo find David offensive. Why? Because he's naked. A replica David was recently erected in the town's main park. But since then, some locals have complained to the city council. It's frightening the children and worrying the adults with its nakedness, said town official Yoji Morinaga. Several people have asked us to cover it up with underpants, he continued. But Mr. Morinaga said the council has no plans to put any pants on David, and he hopes residents will soon start to admire the work of art.
Fun fact. There's also a copy of David in the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. When Queen Victoria visited the museum in 1857, she was shocked by the nudity, so museum officials designed a plaster fig leaf to stick on the statue.